Do you remember Doran's Mill down on Deer Lake where the beach now is?
Very much. Very much so. They were from Seattle. And they logged all this timber back here.
On the north side of Deer Lake?
Yes. And brought it across the in rafts. And their mill was right where this, all this sawdust around here that my uncle used very, but a special thing for hauling their sawdust and filling all around this end
there's a beach there now.
Agreed. That'll be all from Doran's, unless they put gravel on it now. No, they were. I knew them, know them quite well.
Did they live by the mill, or did they?
Well, the men and the women would come up in the summer and stay. The beautiful daughters and things, which were very attractive to us farm boys, and so we'd hang around the mill a bit. but they didn't build a home or anything like that. And they hauled their lumber from here along the Poline Road to the Great Northern across that one. Because before that, there was no way of getting it out, you see, because there were hills on all along, bad hauls. So they hauled my team. And I know that I used to, if I were doing any, as a kid, doing some building thing, they'd always, they were always very helpful, you know. I'd go around with something, and I'd find that my whole lumber bill was 80 cents or something, you know. they were fine that way. I know I built two or three things there, and I couldn't make out my.
Yeah, he had a contract for an outhouse when you were 9 or something. Is that it?
I wasn't going to tell that.
Well, go on, that's good.
Who were you building it for?
Pontifex, who later owned this block.
I believe the police station is now.
Yes, it's right. He owned all this block, yeah. A chunk here, right. And before that, he lived in a little cottage back here down Ledger Road, which doesn't show. Right. Well, he drew me a great heap when I was a kid. I used to build quite. In fact, I built a round bottom rowboat before I was in high school. Of course, now everybody will say, "Yeah, but you didn't get to high school if you were what, 20?" See, blot that out. And Dad was quite annoyed. He said, it's impossible, you can't do it. And I sent to New York Brooks boat patterns. And Dad saying I couldn't do it. He said, that just spread my mind. And I built it with a dandy rowboat. And inlaid the decks, you know, there was a double ender with different hardwoods. And I put it in the. That was the time, the first Dominion Fair we had in New Westminster. And I put it in, and they wouldn't. They said I didn't build it. They wouldn't put it in. They made me put it in the industrial building and not in the boys', you know.
That was better than taking first prize?
Well, I'd have cleaned everything, right? But they wouldn't accept it. They said no. So I was good at that as a kid. Because I just love that kind of stuff. And
you seen the lodge?
What, pardon?
He built that by himself, you know.
So I went down there before I came here.
Well, that in the boat, now building the boat. I went to Doran's, I went to Westminster to get the oak and that from the blacksmiths. And everybody was amazed. Kid doing something, you know, it helped them really. And he would. They didn't charge me full price, you see. I know that. I know now, anyhow. And I went to Doran's to see if I could get the cedar, and they wanted to know all about it. And I took the plans down and showed them. Well, it should have cost me about $20 or something. The cedar, I think, cost me $4.60 or something. But, so you got very. They were fine. I speak. I don't know. Large, you know, that's just a kid's view of them.
Tell me about Mr. Pontifex's outhouse.
Oh, well, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I must, first of all, if you put your finger over that, tell you one about the Dorans, too, with the beautiful, he was going to, he got this cottage back here, and now he told me, he said, now I have plans, I want you to build me an outhouse. That's not a good one. He said, no, I want the finest outhouse there is, you see. And he had these plans all drawn up like this, you know, and this was to be, and the glass was to be opaque, you know. I remember this above the door. And the door was to hang on three hinges, and the seat was to be sanded by 000, number 2, number 3, and 000 sandpaper. And he had it all, you know, you never saw anything to be pretty. But I didn't know he was having it. So I figured it all out. I got it together, and he said, do you think you could do this? And I said, well, I know I can, you see. And so I got it. And it figured out to $5, the whole thing, you see. And digging in the pit, too. So now I started around, and I went to Doran's first to get there. And I ran across my little old journal not too long ago, one of Dad's old surveying journals. And I had it all listed out. I had 4 6-inch nails and 3 4-inch nails and 24 2 1/4-inch nails, you know, and 20 2-inch nails. All counted out. You see, I got a strong by 20 inches. You drive me crazy.
Oh, this is when you were about 9, isn't it?
Well, I don't know how old I was. Just a kid. Anyhow, a real kid. And then I went into... Yeah, but by golly, you in those days you were... I walked from Burnaby here, right? Clean into New Westminster, 4 miles, exactly 4 miles, to get this opaque glass. And I went to Galbraith's in Westminster, the old Sachendorf firm that Dad had dealt with all the time. And they wanted to know what I wanted it for, and then I got the plans out and showed them that it had to be certain size. And they went in the back office, and I heard them laughing their heads off, you know, and reading these damn specifications, you see. So then they got the glass for me, and I didn't know what opaque glass meant. It just, I mean, you couldn't see through it, that's all. They brought it out, and it was only 20 cents or something like that, you know. I allowed $1 for it, you see. So I bought my... I packed that all the way out 4 miles. You see. But that again, see, they were, you get, I don't know, kids have got a kind of destructive name now, but you got help. I got help everywhere I went like that, unknown to me, you see. Because especially if you were doing a project like that, right? So that was good. And then it was completed, and then it was inspected, and some had to be, there had to be some more sandpapering done, a few things. There it was, sturdy as a brick one. You know? I don't know how long it lasted, but and I got my $5 all in one piece. But Doran's again, they lumber, I guess they only charged me maybe $1 or something like that, you know, some simple things. Right.
What sort of lumber did they sell? Was it all rough cut, or did they have any plain lumber too?
Oh no, they'd all be rough there. They didn't have a planer.
And all cedar?
Not all cedar, no. A lot of cedar, a lot of good cedar. Fir and cedar. And it was good lumber. It was good timber. I mean, it was fine timber. Oh, beautiful.